So you mentioned education funding. Legislators passed raises for teachers in this past session, but that wasn't without criticism. A lot of Democrats, a lot of people on the left said they didn't go far enough. What's your position on where we are as far as education funding and teacher pay?
Yeah, I still think it's inadequate. I voted for the budget in large part because there were teacher raises. It was, of course, an election year effort to appease that issue. One thing we know without a doubt, in the past for North Carolina, investing in education is what turned us from a pretty poor tobacco and textile state into a modern economy. These countries around the world that are investing in education, they do it by honoring and investing in their teachers. We need to bring back the Teaching Fellows Program. It was a great way to bring high-achieving high school students into the teaching profession, honor them. Many of them had great careers in education. To get rid of that program just made no sense to me. We need to reward people with master's degrees and board certification. One of the things that surprised me is the kind of political war between the charter schools and the traditional public schools. It's pretty fierce down there. I have three grandchildren at Evergreen, so I feel that one pretty hard. We need to support all public education, charter and public. We need to require that private schools getting vouchers be certified and do not discriminate. Many of these schools that are getting vouchers are just in church basements and are not schools to be proud of. I was sad to see the Supreme Court validate vouchers, but that's what we've got, and let's make the program work. So interestingly, it's the money is really important for teachers, but it's when you hear teachers talk, it's as much about their sense of honor and that they're contributing to society. You know, you're never motivated completely by money if you're a teacher. They feel dishonored, and I just feel like it's partly our fault in Raleigh.
Yeah, so you mentioned a few of the things that I was going to ask you about with charter schools and the voucher program. And so are you all right with the expansion of charter schools? And then as far as the voucher program, you said this is the system we've got, so we should make it better. But if you had the opportunity to roll back the voucher program, would you do so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a bad use of public tax money.